Hello, I'm Emma Lingard. Here's a roundup of this week's headlines. Six men have been charged with conspiring to pervert the course of justice over the death of Grimsby man Adam Vincent and the disposal of his body parts. Lee Griffiths, 43, and his two sons, Thomas, 21, and Luke, aged 19, of Southfield Road, Matthew Froe, 31, of Southfield Road, Mark Jackson, 26, of Wickenby Close, and Andrew Lusher, 42, of Wellhome Road, all appeared before Grimsby magistrates on Thursday. Prosecutor Martin Howarth asked for all six to be remanded in custody. The case has been sent to Grimsby Crown Court for a hearing on March the 18th. Church leaders have been counting the cost of a devastating fire which gutted part of a Humberston church. The total cost of the damage caused to the 15th century tower of St Peter's could run into tens of thousands of pounds, according to a spokesman from the Lincoln Diocese. Services have had to be rearranged. Arsonists are thought to have started a blaze that raged at a Brookenbury storage hangar for more than 4 hours. An investigation is underway into the fire at the former RAF hangar, which was used for storing cylinders at a business park near Binbrook. 15 fire appliances, one hydraulic platform and a large water pumping unit from across Lincolnshire and Humberside were sent to tackle the blaze. The first day of an inquiry into raising the cost of crossing the Humber Bridge heard how taxpayers in North East Lincolnshire would escape precept if the proposal was rejected. This will be the first price rise since 2006 and would see cars paying a toll of £3. The board says it's legally obliged to apply for regular toll increases to pay off the bridge's outstanding £332 million debt. The distraught owners of a dog that died after eating killer toxins believed to be spread across Cleethorpes Country Park are urging the perpetrators to stop. The Whitney family of Humberston are trying to come to terms with the sudden death of their beloved dog Josh, who died from poisoning on Monday. According to other dog owners, Josh is one of several to have died in the past 2 years following a visit to the park. And finally, Grimsby Town Football Club Executive Director Peter Furneaux has left his position at the club with immediate effect, ending 26 years' association with the Mariners. The former chairman released a statement regarding his intentions just days after current chief, John Fenty, revealed the 75-year-old would be stepping down at the end of the season. Although the move comes in the aftermath of Vice Chairman Mike Parker's exit a week ago, Mr. Furneaux is keen to stress he's been thinking about his decision for some time. And for more information on those stories, log on to www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.